You're listening to English Flash on Fire podcast, a free podcast for the busy English language learners. Learn English no matter how busy you are. For more information or to volunteer, please visit efonfire.com. Hello, English learners! I'm Noah, and today I'm going to talk about the part 2 of the collocation series. So, this episode is called Collocations Part 2. In this episode, you will learn collocations with do and may. Before I introduce to you the collocations, you may ask, why I'm having this collocation series? I believe that when you learn collocations, you will become fluent and accurate in English quickly. Now I'm going to talk about collocations with do and make. The reason I chose the collocations with do and make is because do and make verbs are very common verbs, yet English learners make errors in the use of these two verbs. I will show you the difference between them and give you words that are frequently attached to them with their example usage. So in this episode, you will learn the difference between do and make, when to use them, and learn words that are usually attached to them. First, I'll show you the basic meaning of do and make. The verb make means to produce something, while the verb do means to perform an action. With this clear difference between make and do, you will be able to understand the meaning of each collocation with do and make by yourself. The collocations you will learn in this episode are, first, let's start with make. Make changes, make comments, make a decision, make friends, and make a mistake. Now with do. Do someone a favor, do your best, do an exercise, do business, and do the right thing. Now I'll give you examples on how each of the collocation is used in sentences. First, make changes. Here's an example sentence. The tour guide made some changes on the tour date due to the typhoon coming. Next, make comments. Here is the example. Many people made bad comments on how the president ran the country. Next, make a decision. Here is an example. When are you going to make a decision? It is important to do it now so that we can start planning. Next, make friends. Here is an example. It is so easy to make new friends. All you have to do is smile, greet, and say something nice to a person you want to know more about. And last one with make, which is make a mistake. Here is an example. Yesterday, I made a mistake. I told my parents a lie. I did not plan to do it, but I slipped my tongue. Now with do. Do someone a favor. Here is an example. Mark, can you do me a favor? Can you please give this money to Jane for me? Next, do your best. Here is an example. Tomorrow is your interview. Do your best. Next, do an exercise. Here is an example. Doing exercise every day is good for you. Next, do business. Here is an example. Doing business with you is my pleasure. I hope that everything will always be like this. And last one with do. Do the right thing. Here's an example. Sometimes there are situations where it is very difficult to do the right thing. For example, it is the right thing to be honest all the time. But when someone will be hurt by telling the truth, we choose to lie. Okay, if you have any confusions, questions, inquiries, comments, and suggestions, visit us on our Facebook page, and it would be my pleasure to be at your service. Just search English Flash on Fire. You may also write sentences using the collocations I introduced to you today. Thank you, and I hope you learned something. This is Noah, and no matter how busy you are, you can still find time to learn English. Until next time, bye! Tell us what you think about today's episode. You can listen to this episode again, read the transcript, and do the English speaking, listening, reading, and writing tasks, grammar exercises, and vocabulary activities at efonfire.com. You can leave a comment in our website or on our Facebook page. Just search English Flash on Fire. We would love to hear from you. We hope you can join us again for the next episode. Goodbye.